I'll use the hand. Oh, handheld. Brilliant. So, now I've just got to pointlessly wear this Britney thing. So, we're on our series of stepping up. So we're looking at different ways we can step up. And today we're looking at stepping up in belonging. But I want to start with a video clip for us this morning. And it's one of my favorite films, and it's the Paddington film. And it's where he's discovered at Paddington Station. So let us watch it, and then I'm going to speak about belonging. Have we got the slides as well we can have up? So I love Paddington there because he puts himself out there, doesn't he? There's not many people that would stand at Paddington Station waiting for someone to notice them. But the Browns take him in and they love him and they nurture him. And he has a place of that he can call home and that he can call family. But also what I love about Paddington is he has something to give to that family as well. It might be marmalade, but he still has something to teach that family and to give that family. Little spoiler alert that in Paddington 2, his marmalade literally changes a jail, a whole prison. So he has a real gift to give to that family. And we too can be a little bit like Paddington, that we too have a label on us. But God is good. And he doesn't just let us wander around like exiles, not knowing who we are. He doesn't leave us with a label in hope that someone somewhere might look after us. But God gives us a name. He gives us an identity. And he gives us a place to call home. He gives us an address. So we are children of God. Isn't that good news? That our label isn't just someone look after this bear, but we've been given a name and we've been given a home. It says this in the Bible, Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his, and we are his people. that we are no longer foreigners or strangers, but we are fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. We aren't walking around with our jars of marmalade, wondering who might look after us, but we have been called by name, we have been called children of God, and we have been given a home. We are found in Jesus. And we are found in a place called the kingdom of God. And that is expressed in the church. And it's here at St. Mary's in Loughton. So my label says, Lydia, a child of God, who belongs to the kingdom of God, who lives in the church, and who is living out who she is at St. Mary's in Loughton. What's your address? Are you willing to be called a child of God? And we see this in our reading Romans today, that Paul is speaking to them about, like, look at yourself with sober judgment. In verse 3, he says, look at yourself with, like, remind, look at yourself with sober judgment. And this is him saying, like, don't overplay who you are, but also don't underplay who you are. It's so easy, isn't it, to think, like, well, I've got all these gifts, I'm pretty good, I know Jesus loves me, but I don't really need anything else. I don't need the church. That we think that we've got it all together. That's overplaying who you are. That's overplaying being a child of God. But then there's also a place where we can underplay ourselves, where we're not looking with sober judgment of what God says about us. And we can underplay, well, I've done this in my life, I've done that in my life, so the church wouldn't want me. I think Jesus loves me, but I'm not sure if the church does. That's underplaying. That's not looking at ourselves with sober judgment. And Paul reminds us of this at the very beginning. You know, the great apostle of Christ, it reminds them, I'm not here, I don't do these things because I'm a great apostle, but it's through the grace given to me that I get to say these things. It's all from God. It's grace and it's given by God. We are all God's children and we've all been given a name. And your name is a child of God. Lydia, my child. Malcolm, my child. We've all been given a name and we all belong to God and we all belong to one another. We've been given a home and we've been given an address. We've got an anchor point in life. We belong to each other. In verse 4, it says that each member belongs to each other. The Bible talks about that we are put together, joined together, built together, heirs together, filled together, we are healed together. It talks all the time about it together. We are not our own anymore. And I love this picture because we belong to God, but we also belong to one another. We are not our own anymore. And I love it because this is what a picture of the church, I think, looks like. This is what we're called to look like. Which one are you? I'll let you work that one out. But we are all different. And that's the beautiful thing of the church, that we are diverse. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit to put us all together, to unite us all together. We are not looking for clubs that look just like us, or we all like the same thing, so let's hang out together. But we're called by grace through Jesus to come together and to look like this. And I love the film Madagascar because it blows your mind on what animals can get married. The giraffe actually marries the hippo. Yes, it does happen. But I love it that they encourage one another. They're all so different on this mission of getting to Madagascar, a place where they're going to find freedom, where they can leave the zoo and find freedom. And I think that's such a picture for us, the church, that we're all different. But when we work together, it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we here at St. Mary's, as we're called together, as we're called children of God, as we're given an address, that mine is St. Mary's Loughton. As I choose to live out this diversity here at St. Mary's in Loughton, life groups is one of the places in which we can grow and to build family together. Believe it or not, church is good, Sunday is good, and we should come on Sundays. But we're not just built to come and sit and to look at the front. But we're built to come and be together and to be in a circle and to share life with one another. Like the giraffe shares with a hippo, that the giraffe is actually very scared of everything. And the hippo comes along and encourages him to be brave. That's what we are called to be as the church. And we need each other. Just as Malcolm spoke about, that if you lose strength in your little finger, 50% of your hand's power is lost. And it's the same for the church. Every single one of us needs to be present, and every single one of us needs to turn our face to belong, because it's together that there's power. God's idea wasn't superhero individuals, Christians, to save this world. It was the church, and it was a family living out the way of Christ. So I want to encourage you, if you're in a life group, keep going. Keep going deeper. Be braver in sharing. Be more bolder in giving your little gift up. I remember the first time I preached was in a life group, and I did it shaking my little legs off. And the first time I prayed aloud was in a little group of women. It's where we get to give it a go. It's where we get to try it out, and we're going to have each other's backs. So I encourage you, keep going in your life groups. If you're not part of a life group yet, come and speak to me, give me an email, and we'll try to work it out. But also, if you feel called to lead a life group, if you think, actually, I think I could help facilitate something like that picture. I can facilitate that. I can facilitate imperfect people trying to get it right in Christ. Then come and speak to me as well, because we're wanting to train up some new leaders to come alongside the other leaders that are also going to raise up some new life groups. So I encourage you to come along to a life group. So you are a child of God. So if someone said, "Hello, little bear, what's your name?" you'd say, "I'm a child of God." Where do you belong? You belong in his kingdom. You belong in his house. Where's your home? The family, the church. Where's your address? And this is something I want to encourage you. What address for the church that you are going to belong to, what address are you putting down? And I just wanted to share with some of us today, maybe it's time in your life to commit to that address. To not say, well, there's a nice church over there sometimes, and there's a nice family that meet around there sometimes. Where are you going to commit to? What address are you going to be putting down? Because that's where we grow. That's where all of our diverseness and our motleyness comes together, and we live it out for his kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Wonderful.